Hello and welcome to In the Spotlight with Quo Circa, the definitive podcast on digital disruption in the print industry. I'm Luella Fernandez, director of Quo Circa, and today I'm joined by David Fung, CEO of Process Fusion Inc. Today we'll be discussing how Process Fusion offers an integrated cloud platform for both print and document capture, and how this is helping organizations disrupt paper and automate inefficient processes in their organization. So welcome, David. It's great to have you here on the show.
Thank you very much, Luella. It's our pleasure.
I know you've got a background in telecoms and also IT, and it's a really interesting background. So maybe you could tell us a bit about yourself and your role at Process Fusion.
Sure. So I have been in the IT industry for a while, and then I started quite a number of years ago, actually almost 30 years ago, an IT solution reseller, actually started with networking, and that's how I got into the industry. We started with a few people. My first company, we started with three, four people, and then we grew to a couple of hundred. And then we sold it to another company, then get out. And then now I'm involved with the process company as another venture of mine. And I'm the CEO of the company. And
so Process Fusion as a company has evolved quite a bit over the past 2 years. And I know it's a merger of two companies, Uniprint and CapturePoint. So yep. Could you maybe explain the background to that merger, how that came about, and perhaps how the company's evolved to how it is today?
That's a very good question, actually. Uniprint was started back in year 2000. And it was a division of my company at the time. And as a Citrix reseller, we discovered that at the time, printing is a major issue for Citrix. So we created this universal printer driver called Uniprint. And we then used that as our solution for our customers to resolve printing driver crashing Citrix servers at that time. And over the years, it just and our universal printer driver actually is very simple. It's a PDF-based solution. So, of course, as everybody knows, PDF is a standard and is being supported by a lot of different companies and printers and so on and so forth. So it just grew to be a global software company. We are part of the ecosystem. And then, of course, over the last few years, I would say started year 2012, we saw that people are printing less, and Citrix universal printer systems also getting better and better. And we focus on specific niche market like healthcare, secure printing, mobile printing. But as we all know, you know, in the technology business, it never stops. I always say that once you're in the technology business, it's almost like you're on a treadmill. You cannot stop running. And the moment that you stop, then you just fall off the treadmill, right? So you got to keep innovating and so on. So 4 years ago, a friend of mine, and very good friend for more than 20 years as well, they own Process Fusion, and which has a capture point solution, is an intelligent document capture. And when they convert a physical piece of paper, they convert it into PDF. And over a dinner, and my friend Daniel, who happened to be my Daniel Chang, who's now my partner, we talk about, hey, there's a common element between the two solutions. The printing solution converted to PDF and the document solution converted to PDF. So there must be something we can do to take the company to the digital world. And now we can print to digital, print or print to physical. So that's how we merged the two companies together. In fact, October 1, 2018 was the official date that we combined the two companies. And 2 years, 2 year and almost 2 year and a half year later, we now have one integrated company going after the digital transformation market. Essentially, that's where we are today.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting how you've kind of brought together the print and the document capture side into one platform. So what would you say, you know, I guess you've got a lot of customers that are on their digital transformation journey. And, you know, maybe would you be able to share your perspective on how print is part of that digital transformation journey? Or how are you seeing that play out in your customers?
That's a very good question. Whenever I attended a trade show, whether it's a Citrix Synergy or VMworld or HIMSS, you know, the healthcare, I always ask the people who attend these walking by our booth, I always said, why do you print? And people said, we wish that we don't, but the reality, we still print. And I think the bottom line is printing is still very ubiquitous in a lot of different industries, especially healthcare. And the way I see it is because everybody is talking about digital. Everybody is talking about digitalization, digital transformation, all that kind of buzzwords that is very popular nowadays. But when you look at people, one of the biggest challenges, how do you introduce change without a lot of disruptive workflow? And the way that we look at it is that everybody knows how to file and print. So why do they print? Do they print to archiving? Do they print to a workflow? Do they print to approval? At the end of the day, people still need to print something. Recently, we talked to a healthcare organization and they have 8,000 employees and 500, 600 printers. They still print 1.5 million print jobs a week. So how do you convert them and take them down that digital journey? The way that we see it is you can print to a physical paper for whatever reason, but you can also print to digital. So you can print to our CapturePoint platform, which has a very intelligent digital workflow that allow them to take that piece of paper to the next process. For example, invoice, right? Instead of printing an invoice, you can print to our platform and then go into the CapturePoint cloud, which is, by the way, both of our platform, the printing platform or the capture platform, can be on-prem or cloud. So it's easier for them to take that digital journey, in my opinion, right? And we have seen that actually with our customers as well. And one of the best examples I can give you is in a healthcare. Imagine, so in every hospital or healthcare organization, they all have some kind of electronic health record system. The core is already pretty digital. But when you have patients coming in, these are all patients' referrals by the clinicians, the doctors, the smaller clinics. You know, I'm sure in the UK, the same thing as in Canada. The doctors will print something, fax it out. Instead of doing that, now they can just print to our CapturePoint platform, which is then integrated with the EHR system. Now the whole digital journey will save a lot of time, save a lot of manual entering data. Can you imagine the fax coming into the hospital and then somebody has to enter the data? So that's what I see. The print is very important in the digital journey.
Yeah, and it's really interesting that you talk about that kind of file print workflow.
Yeah, well, and this it resonates with a lot of our customers too, because they, like we were talking to one of the hospitals and she said, you know why we have not digitalized everything, David? It's because the doctors don't, it's not because of technology. The technology is here. It's just that the doctors and the clinicians and healthcare workers, they're used to what they do with file print. And if you introduce, well, not, of course, they embrace our technology because of that, file print to digital. So we have not changed the way that they work. It's just the way that that piece of paper is now processed digitally using our platform.
Yeah, and I think I've read in some of your website material, you sort of talk about disrupting paper and, you know, I guess reducing or improving the efficiency of processes. And I guess that's what it is about. It's keeping paper where it's needed, but automating it to, you know, make processes more optimized and efficient.
Yeah, you used the word right. It's disrupting the paper, right? Because not only is it a physical paper, it could be even digital document. So now, you know, people start using the term digital and non-digital. But at the end of the day, it's all about workflow. It's how you take that, because every business is all about information. People sharing information, moving, whether that information is unstructured data or structured data like an invoice, right? Another use case is one of our customers in Canada is a very large grocery chain. And as you know, grocery chains, they do with many, many, you know, not even hundreds, maybe even thousands of vendors. And some of these vendors are small vendors, and they would, you know, ship the document, ship the goods, and then send an invoice as a piece of paper and so on. So we decided that, hey, why don't they use our Uniprint Infinity Send, which is a universal printer driver, again, it's PDF, instead of, you know, they file print the invoice and then attach it into email. Now they file print, send to our CapturePoint cloud platform, and then which is integrated with the ERP system, like an SAP. So the whole process shortened the number of days, you know, getting the paper invoice and all that. And also, the more importantly, the people that need to enter those data, and there's, you know, room for error, but with all this is 100% accuracy, zero error, right? And that is really what resonates with our customers.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're working with very large enterprises because of the print volumes you mentioned. And, you know, clearly there's a real importance in terms of the change management, I guess, that's needed in those organizations. So would you say that change management is a key, you know, offering as part of, you know, your platform, and how do you work with your customers?
Absolutely. We always go in and of course, this is now is much easier because it's all about change management. It's all about how do you manage the process? What has happened? Actually, like, the pandemic, as we all gone through in the last 18 months, fortunately, I can see the end of the tunnel because vaccination is everywhere. Yesterday, our province where I live, they announced that more than 65% has at least had one shot. So that's good news, right? But the pandemic has changed the way business operate, right? You're not going back to the office anymore. And now how do you manage the document? How do you have access to the document? You know, I can give you examples why people now all rushing in and say, okay, how do we centralize that document? How do we send that document from here to there and so on? So the change management is happening. The workflow is happening. So what we need to do, give you another example, is one of the blood bank, you know, they have, and it happens all the time, another government agency, but I'll focus on the blood bank in this particular example. So they have fax coming in, the fax results of blood testing or requisition to test the blood and so on. They all come in to the fax machine, but nobody is in the office. Nobody is printing the fax. So the fax server actually in some of the printers overflow and then stopped accepting fax. So how do you then get that fax to other departments and so on? So quickly they get our platform, and then we take the facts and then go through our capture point platform, and then using the digital workflow, now intelligently route those documents to the appropriate department, or we could also extract the data and then pass it through to another system. So the pandemic, of course, has hurt the industry or hurt the economy. At the same time, it pushed a lot of different changes within different organizations.
Yeah, no, and it sounds like Process Fusion is really well positioned to capitalize on that opportunity because it has the print and the capture side, yes, in terms of helping them with that transition. So,
yes.
So based on that, you know, you're obviously working with some of the major OEMs and also IT MSPs, because obviously you've been come from that sort of IT services background with Citrix. So could you maybe share a bit more about how Process Fusion is working with those suppliers?
As I mentioned, in our early days, because we started in the IT, so we understand IT resellers, right? And we work with them and so on and so forth. So, and then as the digital transformation and digitalization journey goes through, we then, well, as everybody in the audience would know, look at how many people go back to the printing, right? How many people go back to the office? And it just so happened we have partnered with a couple of major print vendors like Xerox, like Ricoh, right? They see that, and of course they have been trying to get into the digital workflow, document management and all that. So, but they are not really a technology, they build software, but they also partner with third-party software vendors. And one of them is us, right? So we actually then work with them and provide the solution. We are the technology enabler. We have the embedded app in those machines so that the customer, if they are in the office, they can scan the document and then use our platform. Or now we partner with them to go after the, what's interesting, it is also that in some of the organizations, because they kept the data, and the data would allow us to look at that. And one of your previous guests, I believe, is Intuit, actually talk about print data. How do you look at print data? And based on the print data, how do you help the company or customers to streamline their workflow, streamline their business process? And this is what our partners like Xerox or Ricoh were able to do, because they know, hey, how come that particular department is printing so much and so on and so forth, right? So we are helping the MPS partners in that, in to help their customers tackle all this business process. And everybody is, the majority, like 95% of the organization that we talk to, they all are now talking about how to improve their business process. Because even though we are almost at the end of the pandemic, but the people work environment, guess what? It's changing, right? And that's what is going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to this, because as we introduce more and more solutions, whether it's a digital mailroom, whether it's invoice processing, whether it's order administration, it's all about, you know, building solutions that solve problem based on our platform.
So one key trend we're seeing is the impact and disruption of cloud, not only in the print market, but, you know, generally. Could you talk a bit about your cloud offering with Infinity Cloud, and perhaps what direction you're taking with the platform there?
That's very interesting. Obviously, you've done a lot of homework. You can even talk about our product, like Infinity Cloud too, Luella. That's So 5 years ago, we decided that our platform has to go into cloud, right? When Microsoft Azure came out, we were one of the first solutions to be available on Azure Marketplace, right? Basically, you spin up your VMs and we have the software there already. You can just activate your license and so on and so forth. So cloud, and of course, the pandemic has also pushed a lot of organizations into cloud. And not that organizations have not started to look at it, but it accelerates that process. But the cloud really is allow us to really scale up our solution. And so 5 years ago, we decided to get our platform to be both on-prem and cloud, both the Infinity Cloud as a platform, also Capture Point as a cloud platform. The reason is people are now getting used to, they are very comfortable with the cloud technology. Initially, everybody said, oh, is it secure? Right? How available is it? The availability? What is the downtime? And so on. I mean, Microsoft basically giving you 99.9% availability, right? I mean, that question goes away. And then another one is security. Well, we all do pay very much attention about security, right? ISO 27001, SOC 2, Type 2, or GDPR. This is part of our practice day to day. So that goes away. So now people are now saying, why are we not into the cloud? So Infinity Cloud is a platform. Basically, if you can imagine, just look at telephone systems. In the old days, maybe 10 years ago, people, most small business or large organizations, they all have that PBX. Now they don't. Similarly, you used to have print servers and file servers in your environment. Why do you keep that? You don't. You put it all into the cloud. Then because of the scalability, because of economy of scale, now you don't need to manage print server. Who wants to manage print servers? Who wants to manage print drivers? Who wants to manage print queues? These are just the IT support team. They just don't want to manage it. Now with our platform, we can manage it all for you, right? Using our tools, we can even manage it all the way down to the end user level. And we introduce that tool to some of the IT MSPs, and they now go back to their customers. The IT MSP used to say, hey, printers, I don't care. That's not my problem. Go back to your MPS vendors. But the customers just want to say, I just want to pick up the phone and call one person. So the IT MSP is saying, okay, well, how can we do that? Well, with our tool, they can now say, hey, we could manage their print queues. We can help them map their printers, especially in a lot of organizations that have a lot of changes all the time. You know, the biggest challenge for any IT support personnel, if you ask them, is the moves, adds, and changes, right? They call it MAC, M-A-C. You know, especially with new people coming in, moving from office to another. Like, if I'm in London, England, and I have my printer set up, when I come back to my Toronto office, I have a different set of printers set up. As an end user, I don't care. I just want to be able to print to the printer wherever I am. That's what our tool can do. That's what the Infinity Cloud can help the IT MSPs to reduce their costs of support for their customers. So it's a win-win-win situation.
Yeah, and I think that's a really interesting point you mentioned about the IT MSPs, because, you know, obviously we're seeing a lot of OEMs making acquisitions in that space.
For the IT reseller or the MPS reseller, they need to look at it and say, okay, what is our company going to be like in 5 years, right? Because you cannot, and I've been in business long enough to really look at it. If you don't change, somebody will change for you. If you don't grow, that's a slow death, right? So you need to look at it and say, in 5 years, who and what and where we will be. And then they would then look at their, of course, they can always look at their marketplace. What the channel community got is they know their local market. They know their customers. That's their most valuable asset. second to their own people. Then they can look at that and analyze it. Hey, maybe we should specialize in legal firm. Maybe we can verticalize or whatever, right? So they can then embrace and adopt our technology and go after that market. So I see a lot of IT MSPs actually look at it and say, we can then take our tool, whether it's Infinity Cloud as a tool, to expand the offering to their customers. Some of the IT MSP basically saying, hey, for the SMB especially, right? Because they look at it and say, hey, you have 100 users, 200 users. I could be your IT CIO. I can come in and give you one price per month per user, all in. That's happening in the marketplace. So for us, it's just another component so that for a couple of $100 per user, I'm just picking it up, is everything. Antivirus, desktop management, upgrades, including printing. So as far as the business is concerned, the business owners and the partners, all they need to do is now focus on their core business because IT support is not their core.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think, you know, I totally agree. There's so much opportunity for these companies to innovate and adapt and, you know, like you say, future-proof their business because
exactly
if they're not relevant, you know, in a couple of years' time, they won't exist.
Exactly. The key term is relevant, right? Because their customers are changing. And if you are in that space, if your customers are changing and you don't change, guess what? Somebody is going to be able to, even though you have a long-term relationship with your customer for more than 10 years, they could move away. So you either partner or you become the solution for them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's just the business.
Yeah, it's all about companies disrupting themselves before they're disrupted.
Exactly. Either being the disruptor or being the risk disruptor.
So on that basis, just going back to, we discussed the merger at the beginning of our conversation. Yeah. So can you share a bit more about the Process Fusion 360 platform, which brings those two products together?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm really impressed. So the Process 360 platform is really our end-to-end platform because we use the 360 is end-to-end, not just 180, right? Because we look at it and say, okay, when you have the print platform and then you have the capture point platform, guess what? Both platforms need to know the networking, authentication, proxies, firewall, and so on and so forth. All the complexities in the back end is huge, right? That's why printing problems, like we walk into, just give you an example. We would say, somebody said, hey, I cannot print. And of course, if they use our software, they said, okay, call Uniprint, call Process Fusion. And then when we drill down and we find out that, well, it's not our software. It's a DNS within the organization that's not working properly. So when you print, of course, you cannot see the printer because of that. Guess what? We have to solve that problem. So knowing that, and when we go to the customer and say, hey, you can print to digital or print to physical. As an end user, if I'm in your platform, I want to authenticate once. So that's how we decided that the two platform has to be integrated. So if I'm using Capture Point to do workflow with document, whether it's digital or non-digital document, I only authenticate once. And while you're using the print side, it's the same. So we integrate the two. So to the end user, the most important aspect for any end user is the user experience. I don't need and I don't want to sign on one platform. And then once I got it, I have to sign on another platform, right? It's just like, it doesn't make sense. So we created this integrated platform so that we can deliver the unique user experience and the same user experience to the end user, whether they would be using our platform, CutCapture, or for the print. And sooner or later, they will use both anyway, right? Because they basically will see the value and then have the one platform. And that's what we created, the Process Fusion 360. And we are getting people to try it out and so on and so forth. And it is very interesting.
Yeah, so, and I guess it's for many organizations that are maybe using a bit of a siloed approach towards print and capture. So are you finding that those customers are now, like you say, looking at the 360 platform as a way to stop using those kind of, you know, individual applications and use this as an integrated platform, or would they still have a need for those separate platforms as well?
It definitely depends on the organization, depends on where they are in the digital journey. And it is very interesting. We actually have helped a lot of organizations looking at each different department, because on the print side, we always deal with the IT department. On the digital side, on the capture point side, we deal with the business unit owners, right? Whether it's finance, whether it's legal, whether it's order admin. So they have their own need, but they don't really talk to the IT people that much. By us going in, they actually then look at the whole company holistically, look at the whole process holistically, right? So obviously we have our own internal subject matter experts, because the IT technical staff and the workflow solution specialists is not the same people, right? Because you walk into accounting, the controller doesn't want to talk to IT guys who doesn't know what his major challenges are. Like, I got paper all over the map. I don't really know whether my supplier is offering me discount that I have taken advantage or whatever, right? So that makes it very interesting for us. And we were able to now help them look at the overall process and help them go through that workflow, business automation, people talking about hybrid automation and all that. But again, I don't like to use buzzword myself, because I always want to focus on what does the customer want to do? What is the challenge that they want to solve? And that's how we can help them.
Yeah, so it's very much focused on being customer-centric and business outcomes.
That's correct. That's correct. That's why we have very different channels, right? Some channels are very good at IT. Some channels are very good at digital workflow. But it all depends on the channel. They may be able to go through that learning process just like we do. That's where we could help.
Yeah, and I'm curious actually, because you mentioned about the Azure Marketplace you were already participating in quite a while back. And I'm just interested to know how you're using that to augment your sales channels, and whether you're seeing opportunities come through that for kind of larger enterprise engagements.
Yeah, so as we move our platform into Azure, we slowly recognize that actually, we now have a partner manager from Microsoft to look at us and help us, scale up our platform, so to speak. Of course, Microsoft would love everybody to use old Office 365, WVD. I mean, they make it so easy. And then they created this Microsoft Universal Printer Driver, or Microsoft Universal Print, right, solution. And basically is, hey, if you're compatible with Microsoft Universal Print, then you'll be fine. But the world is not like that, right? We don't, the majority of organizations do not have a homogeneous platform or device, right? I mean, there are a lot of organizations now, it used to be 90% Windows, 10% Mac. Guess what? In the last 2 years, 3 years, is now 70% Windows, 30% Mac, some of them even 50-50. So Microsoft Universal Print will not work for that, right? or secure print or whatever, right? Or mobile print. They don't have that. So with our platform, which we are able to offer all these solutions, now the customers, when they subscribe to Microsoft WVD or Microsoft Universal Print, we will have an add-on to that marketplace. So the channel who will bring the users to WVD or O365, and they have more than just Windows device, they can then advise the customers to say, hey, you should subscribe to Process Fusion Universal Uniprint Infinity. So we'll get that up there so that the channel can now help us broaden our scope and scalability, of course. And we recently got it approved. Now we're going to be part of, our goal is Microsoft Co-Sell Ready. That's a special term. And that means your software goes through the testing, go through the certification, and then you're Co-Sell Ready. So now they can print for secure printing, mobile printing, and so on. And then the other one is our Capture Point platform. Now we could also say, hey, instead of just file and print to a physical printer, you can use our same agent, Infinity Send, to send to a digital workflow platform called Capture Point Cloud, right? And so, of course, now it opened up the same ecosystem for us, of course. It broadens our channel partner program, and we're working on that part as well. And at the end of the day, it just making ourselves available where the partners, number one, and the customers, number two, will be there. And when you look at the cloud platform, you have a lot of different cloud solution providers too, right? Ingram Micro has a cloud marketplace in UK. We're actually talking to West Coast as another cloud service provider. And then in North America, we have AppSmart and you know, the other component also, because we are vendor agnostic, we also created Google workplace suite that allow you as a Chromebook user, you can use our Infinity Cloud and print as well. So it's all happening.
Yeah, so given your background in the telecoms industry, are you seeing that the print industry is evolving in a similar way? What do you think's next for the print industry?
So again, the telecom industry is all about network all over the world. And you look at the print industry, or the document capture industry, is all about network as well. And Microsoft is one of the key player. And of course, we are Microsoft ISV. But it if you look at AWS, you look at Google, these two are growing also exponentially. So users have a choice, and all these network around the globe become a huge network. Right. So where you are, I mean, the world is flat, so to speak, right? Wherever you are, you want to print something, you wanted to capture something. We introduce mobile capture. We call it Clovia app on an iOS device or Android device. So you are traveling, you got a document, and you need to capture, you know, why can't you just use that, your phone, to capture one, or not a high volume, of course, but, you know, one or two pages of document and then scan it right to the network? That is here today, right? You can similarly with, you know, we use our cell phone anywhere, and similarly with print and capture. That's just natural. In my opinion, and the technology will allow us to do that. And then there will be more and more solutions that we haven't even thought of today that will come out as people, hey, why can't I do this? And then, you know, the business like us will say, hey, yeah, why can't we do that? Let's make that.
Yeah, and I think the benefit of, you know, being a software company and a sort of hardware centric industry is that you can really add to the innovation
for the
OEMs as well. So so that's been great. It's been really great to sort of hear how Process Fusion has come together and how it's focusing on print and capture and, you know, hear those customer examples.
Yeah, well, we are learning a lot from our customers, believe me, Luella. Like we just signed up recently about a year ago, with a real estate company called Home Services of America. It's one of the largest real estate agency in US. And, you know, they have the corporate employees, and then they have the real estate agents who are independent, less and less paper, but they still need to capture the document, sign the document, print the document. Our platform is perfect.
I just had a final question, because obviously we were talking about, you know, work post-pandemic, and, you know, in the UK at least, you know, the measures are starting to be relaxed. So in terms of travel, obviously you're based in Canada. Do you have any plans to travel post-pandemic?
Oh, yeah. So my wife and I, we love cruises. So we've been doing a lot in Europe and Asia. Before the pandemic, I actually booked a trip in October 2020 to go from Dubai all the way to Bangkok, Singapore, right? And of course, that trip got canceled. So now I'm looking forward to maybe do it in November. I don't know whether by November it will be okay, but it will be definitely on my list to do in 2022.
Yeah, brilliant. Sounds like a fantastic trip.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. But thanks ever so much again for your time, David. That was really interesting.
That's great. Thank you.
So thank you for joining today's In the Spotlight with Quocirca episode. For more information, please go to quocirca.com and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks again for joining, and I'll see you in the next episode.